Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Flash Fries.
Flash Fries.
With TJ Pollock. With Moron the News. Yeah, we like a fucking 80s cop show or some shit.
Yeah, dude, I want that to be our new fucking intro music, dude. We need to bring back the sexy sax, man.
Sexy sax, all right.
Or oboe or whatever the fuck that was.
The sexiest sack of them all.
But do you recall? A lot of things going on in the world today.
First off, welcome to Fucking Fried!
Yeah, that's right. Flash fucking fried, dude.
Flash Fried, the greatest show that ever was and ever will be.
But not really at all, because it's just three fat losers.
What's his skeleton's name again?
Glenn,
he's not really pulling his fucking meager, bony weight over there. He hasn't fucking chimed in one time since he's been sitting in that seat.
Unfortunately, he's half owner of the show.
Yeah,
the rest of us just own the other half, so...
Glenn, this is your opportunity.
He was a real sweet talker when it came to that. Come on, Glenn.
I see your fucking mouth moving, Glenn. Come on.
Come on, you stupid
son of a fucking bitch. Do your fucking job.
Glenn is just lazy, dude.
He's fucking lazy. Oh, whatever.
What are you going to do with Glenn? Oh, well.
What can you do?
So, Scotty, you and I made a bet. Let's go back even further. We made a bet about Trump initially. I said Trump was going to win. You said Trump was not going to win.
But you have to admit at the time, even you admitted this after you won, you thought it was a long shot bet. You were not expecting to win.
Well, when I made the bet initially, I was pretty confident Trump was going to win. As it got closer to the election, I started to get nervous. Especially when all the projections were showing Hillary winning. But I kind of took solace in the fact that over at the 528, is that the blog? The Nate Silver blog.
Yeah.
I mean, it always put Trump at like 25-30%. So I'm like, that's a pretty decent shot, you know?
And famously, the LA Times said it was pretty much a dead heat. And, yep. You know, then Trump ended up winning the election. I mean, like, now, granted, I mean, Hillary...
And Scotty had to get down on bended knee and present me with... $1,000.
And you turned down double or nothing, dude. You almost had $2,000 of my fucking money.
Well, and now we have a new bet going. I say that Trump is not going to make it through his first term.
And now I'm defending Trump. I'm saying $500, Trump is going to make it through 4 years.
Yeah, so would you like to double or nothing this bet, Scotty?
Fuck no, dude.
Not feeling confident on this one.
Not feeling as great. All right, so let's delve into the world of our fucking strange orange buffoon of a president. So everyone is aware, I'm sure, that Trump's personal attorney had his office raided by the Mueller investigation, the Justice Department. I mean, it was overseen by Mueller.
Yeah,
it was signed off on by Rod Rosenstein, who was a Trump appointee.
Also a Jew.
Yeah, who is a, I don't know how that's relevant, but
I mean, I'm just saying.
Just throwing that out there.
Scotty's just woke Zionist. On the Jew question. He's making sure everybody knows.
Zionist. I'm sorry, Zionist. I mean,
Donald Trump, firing Rod Rosenstein might be just the thing. Yeah. Well, he likes firing people. Donald Trump wants to fire someone. He's mad as hell about the FBI raid of Michael Cohen's office and home on Monday. He thinks it's part and parcel of special counsel Bob Mueller's probe, which he views as a total witch hunt, his words, that has grown well beyond its prescribed mission. He's still pissed at Attorney General Jeff Sessions for recusing himself in the Russia probe, and he's annoyed at Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, the man who now has oversight over the probe, for allowing the raid, among other things. I mean, this guy's a Trump appointee. He wouldn't have allowed this raid unless there was compelling evidence.
The writing's on the wall, dude. Like, nobody that wants to have a further career in politics is seriously thinking about carrying the water for this president anymore. I mean, appointee or no.
To that effect, we just found out today, I don't have the story pulled, but we do know that Paul Ryan is not seeking re-election.
Speaker of the House, yeah. Paul Ryan.
He's going bye-bye.
He does not want to be, he doesn't want to be in politics under this administration any longer.
And who can fucking blame him?
Yeah, he'd rather go make millions as a lobbyist or something.
I can't even imagine how much it must suck being a Republican right now. Because on one hand, you know you're fucking yourself in the ass by cozying up to Trump. But on the other hand, you know you're fucking yourself in the ass by not cozying up to Trump.
Yeah, so, I mean,
well, it depends where you're at, too. I mean, some Republicans, are the ones that are more critical of Trump are in more, like, purple states.
Now, yeah, I mean, like, a few people have the ability to kind of walk their own way, but these deep red motherfuckers, they can't do anything right.
Like, around here, I guarantee you they have to pretty much, like, they'll disagree with Trump on certain things, but overall it's like, oh, well, we support the president, you know, because they know he's popular here, but in other states where it's like,
Paul Ryan, a big member of the Republican Party, probably sick of constant questions about Trump's contradictory statements and tweets and just the constant policy blunders, constant hiring blunders. Just, you know what I mean? Like, how can you be expected as a Republican leader to carry that fucking big old pail of bullshit over your shoulder?
It's a totally incompetent administration in just almost every facet. It's just like, I don't even know. Like, going into this, I'm like, okay, Trump's going to hire a bunch of swamp people, you know, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be like, is Trump's just going to have this veneer of, like, we're changing things, but it's just going to be another Republican administration. It's been far from that.
Yeah.
Trump's a weird fuck. He tweeted out in on Wednesday.
Which is today.
Yeah, which is today. But for some reason, CNN just says Wednesday. I guess because people might be reading this tomorrow and
later,
other days.
Yeah.
Much of the bad blood with Russia is caused by fake and corrupt Russia investigation headed up by all Democrat loyalists or people that worked for Obama. Mueller is the most conflicted of all, except Rosenstein, who signed FISA and Comey letter. No collusion. They go crazy. I'm sorry. Rosenstein is a Republican. Mueller is a Republican. This is not being led by Democrat loyalists.
Democrat loyalists.
That's
fake
a
news.
Totally. I mean, like,
fake news.
He says it's being led by Democrat loyalists and then lists two Republicans who are doing it. I mean, it's nonsense. He's a fucking buffoon.
Dude, Trump is weird. Remember those, like, strange meetings that Comey described with Trump where it's kind of like, we're buddies now. So it's this Russia thing. Goes bye-bye.
I mean, he's just, you know, like, he's like, the most ham-fisted cover-up artist of all time.
Dude, I was just, me and Scotty were talking outside. It's like, you know, Obama was corrupt and a piece of shit, and I even called for his impeachment before. But, man, I'm missing me some Obama, dude, because at least Obama's corruption, like, when he stole from the cookie jar, he did a little razzle-dazzle, some sleight of hand, a little distraction. What's up my sleeve? Like, oh, it's a little, it's a dove of peace. And then he steals from the cookie jar when he ain't looking.
Hey, TJ, look over here.
Trump just kind of goes up to the cookie jar and fucking takes a big bite of cookies. And you're like, Trump, you're eating from the cookie jar. And he's like, no.
Yeah, with a mouthful of cookie crumbs coming out.
Correct. No.
But TJ, there's one thing you have to respect Trump on. He loves McDonald's, dude. I know you love McDonald's. I know in your heart of hearts, like, dude, that's like your one connecting factor.
That, I mean, look, me and Trump, I think that we do have a lot in common, you know? Like, he likes to eat a bunch of fast food.
Yeah.
He's got an inflated sense of self-importance. Yeah. He likes to sit around and watch TV and think he's learning shit. But the difference is, I don't think I'm qualified to be fucking president. And he actually is president.
I have an objection to that. Didn't you say see 2020 in 2020 elect you as president?
Yeah, but have you seen me actually, getting the machinery together to run in 2020?
It's not 2020 yet.
Yeah,
it's not 2020.
You got time
yet.
To prep.
You have time still.
Well, I mean, maybe I will run into my campaign slogan. It'll just be like, yeah, why the fuck not?
If Trump could do it,
maybe I can.
Because I mean, it's weird because I just read you this tweet about the bad blood with Russia and all this shit. Oh, this is all caused by the Democrats, even though it's all Republicans running this investigation, whatever. But now he's kind of singing a different tune because now he's decided to take a different tact of like, fuck you, Russia.
Yeah.
I'm going to show these motherfuckers how against Russia I am. So here's what he's tweeting about now. The psycho. You want to read that, Paul?
Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming. Nice and new and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it.
Assad's fucking stroking his dick. He's like, dump that chlorine gas on them. Oh, look at them foam. Oh, look at the foam out of their mouths. Ah!
I can't believe that I'm not more shocked that this is happening than
I am. Well, I mean, you kind of had your moment of shock and anger when he started tweeting about nuclear war with North Korea on his Twitter.
Yeah, now it's just part of what we've come to expect now.
Well, remember what, his big criticism about the Syria and Iraq and ISIS was like, don't tell them we're coming. Don't tell him anything. Just hit him. Hit him.
It'd be one thing if we could trust that this was what Trump really thought was the right thing. Even if it's the wrong thing, at least we could trust he's following some kind of instinct towards what's right for the country. But at this point, how embattled he is, the multiple different investigations going on, the multiple lawsuits, all of the blunders, his party turning against him. Like, we can't even trust that his intentions are genuine anymore.
Yeah,
like this could just be a way for him to go like, oh yeah, they think I colluded with Russia, well let me show them how much I don't collude with Russia by threatening a nuclear nation with missiles and shit. It's like not a good idea, right?
Yeah,
and well, he's threatening to do strike sites in Syria. He's not actually threatening to hit Russia itself.
Well, but that here's the problem with that is that Russia has come out and said, we will shoot down U.S. missiles, fire at Syria, and retaliate against launch sites.
Right. So he's not dropping fucking missiles on the Kremlin.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't see that.
You know, Syria is just a chess piece between the United States and Russia.
Yeah, but
in Iran.
If Russia is saying they're going, if Russia is saying they're going to retaliate against the launch sites of the missiles, that's going to be American military installations. So we're talking about Russia attacking American military installations at that point. I mean, that's going to lead to fucking...
Well, yeah, that would definitely...
That's going to escalate into fucking World War III at that point.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
So, I mean, like, if Trump does it, he's basically calling Russia's bluff. And if Russia decides that they're not going to take that, they're going to fucking retaliate, then it's just going to escalate from there.
I mean, on top of that...
And before we know it, we're in the midst of... I mean, at the best case scenario, Cold War II. Worst case scenario, World War III.
I mean, yeah. Him being such a failed diplomat is almost just as dangerous as calling the bluff. Because it's like, you know, like you expect that kind of information to be relayed via private channels and shit. The fact that he's on Twitter saying he's going to launch missiles and provoke another nation, that could provoke the nation. You know what I mean? So, like, just what he's saying could provoke a response.
So here's what we got. Russia's ambassador to Lebanon has said any U.S. missiles fired at Syria will be shot down and the launch sites targeted, a step which could trigger a major escalation in the Syrian war. Alexander Zaskin, I don't know, in comments broadcast on Tuesday evening, said he was referring to a statement by Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Russian chief of staff. If there is a strike by Americans, then the missiles will be downed, and even the sources from which the missiles were fired, he told Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV. So he's doing an interview with fucking Hezbollah.
I mean, but also, you know, I mean, Russia's going to saber rattle back when Trump's saying he's going to hit them. I mean, who knows what Trump...
I mean, let's be clear. He's saying he's going to hit their little bitch boy Assad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are Russian... like. Russia has supported that shit militarily speaking. So there are Russian troops and Russian infrastructure
We've done these kind of proxy wars with Russia before without it escalating to a World War III. I mean, like the Afghanistan stuff. That was, of course, a different Russia. That was the Soviet Union.
I mean, he recently launched a volley of bombs and shit into Syria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before he did that, it's kind of well known that there were Russians there. But Russia being Russia, when the United States asked them, like, hey, you got any Russians down there? They were like, nope, not us. And so we were like, all right. But we've already bombed Russian military members and infrastructure there.
I think
this week.
I really think that you're on to something when you say that Trump might see this like, hey, I'll bomb Syria. That'll distract people from all my problems.
Well, this is the problem with having a president that's such an abject failure and is so embattled and so constantly has his foot down his mouth, because you cannot trust that the decisions that he's making are in the national interest. They're in the Trump interest now. It is in Trump's best interest for him to start bombing someplace right now, because that'll cause the news to stop covering Stormy Daniels and the impending possible impeachment and the Mueller investigation and his fucking party falling apart.
If the news was smart, they would tie it all together like we're doing here.
Well, they're not going to do that, though.
Not to say that we're necessarily these fucking grand geniuses, but I think we're smart enough to see that there's at least a strong possibility that Trump's saber rattling now is related to his I mean, like, even the first comment on his tweet that we pulled up earlier, someone was like, quit trying to distract from your bullshit, dude.
Oh, yeah. And this is not just like, this isn't just politics. Like, people could die because of this. And if his main, like, modus operandi in making this decision is like, I want to distract people from me, we're going to allow our president to send people to die and kill people to distract from his personal embattlement?
Yeah.
Well, Trump also wants to look tough. I mean, he also wants to reject not only that. I mean, not only is it a distraction from his failed administration, it's also, if we take this military action, Trump has built himself as someone who's rebuilding the military. We're fucking funding the military. We're giving them all this money. We have all these weapons. We're going to upgrade everything. We're upgrading our fucking nuclear arsenal. So now it's like Trump's going, look, I'm not colluding with Russia. I'm attacking Russia. I'm basically fighting Russia. And you guys are saying I'm in bed with them? Now I'm fighting them. How can you say that?
I mean, look, he's clearly obsessed with the military and clearly sees it as an arm of his power and influence in the world. Like, look at his big fucking parade. Well, it is, but it shouldn't be, like, I think we should all agree that it shouldn't be used that way for a president in terms of distracting people from his fucking star paychecks and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And not to mention all that porn star shit honestly happened before he was even president. So, I mean, he should have just either just said, yeah, I did it and moved on with his fucking life, or he should have just denied it and not paid any money.
The problem with that is that the timing of it is complete. He can't just say, yeah, I did it, because it happened, like, the payoff happened literal days before the campaign.
No, I'm saying he shouldn't even paid the bitch off. He should have been like, I did it, and just admitted to it, not even fucking care.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right about that.
Because, like, I wouldn't have cared about, of all the shit Trump has said and done, him saying, I fucked a porn star, I'd be like, cool, that's nice. You know, I wouldn't have been like,
yeah, I mean, if anything, what? That's like a check in the, yeah. Cool, that's a pro.
That's what I'm saying, to be on this huge fucking scandal about it, it's like,
dude, damn, that fat, ugly old son of a bitch banged a porn star, cool.
Yeah, we know it only happened because he's Donald Trump and he's rich as shit and he's got a fucking, you know, a bunch of money and he's got a bunch of power.
I think you underestimate the sexual magnetism of the Donald,
dude. I don't think so.
I think you underestimate the sexual magnetism. So you guys heard of this guy, Bishop Ken Adkins? He's a pastor, actually.
No.
He's kind of a notable figure around the Georgia conservative Christian scene. In the wake of the Orlando shooting, he said, been through so much with these Jacksonville homosexuals that I don't see none of them as victims. I see them as getting what they deserve. Getting what they deserve, huh?
So we're talking about in the wake of the Pulse shooting.
Yeah, in the wake of the Orlando Pulse shooting.
The people that were murdered by the guy deserved it, basically.
Yeah, he's saying they deserve it. They're not victims because he's, you know, he hates gay people.
He's a bishop?
Dude, this is...
He's a pastor.
This is just fucking a standard playbook.
But for some reason, he calls himself
a
bishop as well.
For these evangelical Christians. Remember Katrina hit? It was punishment for Decadence Fest, and all these faggots deserve to die. Yeah. You know, it's like, what? They say this shit all the time.
Well, anyway, He said that they got what they deserve. Well, now it appears he's getting what he deserves. Pastor who celebrated Orlando massacre found guilty of child molestation.
Great.
Anti-gay pastor who claimed Orlando's massacre victims got what they deserved is found guilty on 8 counts of child molestation. Pastor Ken Adkins, who had congregations in Atlanta, Jacksonville, and Brunswick, Georgia, was arrested late last summer on 8 charges of child molestation and aggravated child molestation. On Monday, a jury found Pastor Adkins guilty on all charges. Adkins, 57, now faces life in prison.
Good.
He'll be sentenced April 25th.
Good.
Before his arrest...
Isn't this great, though? This guy has the audacity to say that these people were just having a good time, deserve to be wantonly slaughtered, but he, at the same time, is fucking molesting and raping children. So fuck this guy, this fucking self-righteous asshole, when he's out there fucking doing some despicable act like this. And, of course, he has the audacity to say, oh, these people deserve to be fucking brutally murdered.
Well, I mean, I feel like a lot of times when people are really super anti-homosexual and, you know, they paint it as deviancy and shit, I think a lot of times it's to cover up their own deviancy and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's to point out somebody else and say, look, there's a deviant over there. Now, never mind this fucking knuckle-deep middle finger I've got in a fucking three-year-old's asshole. Look over there. Look at them faggots over there.
Well, they were teenagers they was fucking. I don't know what their ages were, but anyway, the interesting thing is that some of them were girls, but some of them were boys.
Oh.
So, huh. Not only is he hypocritically molesting kids while condemning the activities of consenting adults, but he's also obviously got some gay inclinations himself.
Great.
Yep.
So, you know, just a massive hypocritical piece of shit. It's funny because His Twitter bio claims he is one of the most respected black conservative voices in America.
Not anymore.
Well, not no more. Unless conservative America still respects, you know, people feeling up teenage boys and girls and shit, which I don't know. They almost elected Roy Moore. So maybe.
Yeah,
maybe they do. I should have pulled that story, too, because Roy Moore actually, I guess, is now suing one of the people who accused him for defamation.
And not going to let it die, huh?
Nope.
Not going to let it die.
He's got to clear his good name. I guess he doesn't realize his name was never that good.
Yeah, his name was already pretty shitty.
But, you know, I'm sorry to tell.
Well, he's a Republican that lost in Alabama. What does that tell you?
Pastor Ken Adkins, dude, you were the molester. Get ready to be the molested. You're going to prison.
Yep.
Not that I condone sexual abuse as a form of fucking punishment in America.
Nah, probably not. He'll probably be fine, dude. You know,
yeah,
what?
He's 57. You know, they're gonna be like, eh.
Yeah, they ain't gonna want his fucking nasty ass. He's probably gonna be segregated because he's older and shit. He's gonna claim a bunch of health problems and
and a sex offender.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like that's the badge that it don't matter how fucking old you are. You go into prison with child molestation on your docket, and people find out about it. Which because he's a public figure, they'll already know when he gets there. he's going to be in trouble.
He better be by himself the entire time or he's going to get the shit.
Yeah, I mean, I already know that Jared from Subway has gotten his ass beat in prison at least one time.
Man, I'd like to say I'm sad about it, but I can't.
Well, you know what?
Can't say
it's kind of an interesting story because I guess Jared from Subway, because he was like a famous pedophile, all the other pedophiles like looked up to him and shit when he got in
that's
there.
So disgusting, dude.
And they formed like a little pedophile clique. And then some guy was like looking at it like that piece of shit. Now he's getting his ass kissed by all these other fucking pedos and shit. And he goes over there and fucking the guy that Jared had to protect him just fucking stepped right aside and let him beat his ass. And he got pretty fucked up.
Oh, so Jared had a little fucking his little fucking pedo click, huh?
Yeah.
Then he got his ass beat.
Yeah,
anyway.
They said he was like hot shit among the fucking sex offender prison clique, so.
You're our king, Jared.
Yay, Jared from Subway is one of us.
You had a foundation and everything. Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck those. God, these people are so fucking sick, dude.
So let's go with a little lighter story here.
Please.
This is a fun one. This woman here, Florida woman, 26, tells police cocaine they found in her bag must have flown in through the window.
Oh, that's happened to me.
I mean, who hasn't had that happen?
Yeah, who hasn't let the windows down on a nice spring day and had a big old bag of coke fly in the window?
I had a bag of heroin the other day. I didn't have coke, so.
Flown in through the window.
Yeah, it Mary Poppins itself into my fucking, you know, my
A account. Florida woman, 26, tried to get out of being found with cocaine in her purse by telling police she had no idea where it came from and it must have blown in through the window. I mean, you know, like, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, like, I guess that when you're trying to come up with a lie on the spot, it's not always easy, but
Man,
you
got
probably come up with something better than that.
She gets a fucking A for creativity, but she gets an F for thinking that anyone's going to believe that fucking story.
Usually it must have been nice to hear something different than like, oh, that must be my friends or something.
At least the friend story, as lame as it is, it has more credibility than just like the cocaine Mary Poppins its way down into your fucking purse.
Dude, I hope the cops, and I mean, I really do hope this, and I mean, I know most of us here don't even like the police, but I mean, I do hope they fucking laugh her ass off when she told this fucking story, dude. Because this is the most ridiculous fucking shit I pretty much heard of how someone drugs got somewhere. It's like, dude, no, what drugs were not just blowing along. Like, what is this? Are these supposed to be insects? Was it like insect fucking cocaine that was just flying around? I mean, what the fuck?
It was a windy day. She says it right there. I don't know anything about any cocaine. It's a windy day.
Was it a hurricane?
Must have flown through my window and landed in my purse.
Yep, that's, you know, like,
and it landed right in her fucking purse too.
Yep.
Not only was it blowing through the wind, it landed right in your fucking bag.
I mean, like, it has to be a pretty fucking windy day for a whole bag of cocaine to just be floating on the wind like Forrest Gump's feather, you know?
I don't know if you've seen your girl's purse, but, like, unless it was found sitting right on top, not only did it blow and land in her purse, but it blew underneath all kinds of other shit, too.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. Once something falls in the purse, it's just lost in that abyss, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I just thought that story was funny. Now, this next one blows my fucking mind, dude. Because I didn't even know this movie was successful, let alone this successful. But this is fucking insane to me. Dwayne Johnson's Jumanji becomes Sony's highest grossing film ever.
I thought that this was, I just wasn't paying attention. I thought it was kind of a flop.
Nope, this was a hit. And not only that, this actually has a higher score on Rotten Tomatoes than the original Jumanji film did.
All right.
So critically better received. The audience is obviously better received. It's the highest grossing film for Sony ever.
That's really sad.
I mean, I haven't seen it. Maybe it's really a lot better than it looked. I don't know.
I think it got like 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. It got pretty good reviews overall.
Dwayne Johnson's Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle crossed $403.7 million at the domestic box office on Tuesday night, making it Sony Pictures' highest grossing film of all time domestically. That means it surpasses the studio's 2002 hit Spider-Man. Jumanji, also starring Jack Black, Kevin Hart, and Karen Gillan, has grossed $950 million worldwide.
Okay.
Domestically, Jumanji is also the highest grossing film ever in the careers of Johnson, Hart, and Black, directed by Jake Kasdan. It is also the biggest Sony-owned release of all time at the global box office, as well as the second highest grossing film ever released by the studio, just behind Skyfall, which is owned by MGM.
So this did better than a Bond film?
Yeah, it did better than Skyfall.
Wow.
Which I think is the Bond film with probably one of my... It's got to be my top three favorite Bond songs.
I mean, maybe I'll eat my fucking words on this, but Hollywood is never going to get better if we keep rewarding shit like this. Now, maybe it's not shit. Maybe I'll watch it and go, okay, yeah, it all was right. All right.
It's a decent popcorn film or something. Yeah, maybe it'll do that. But
I've just got a feeling looking at the promotional material, looking at like what the movie is and who's in it, that this is probably just a shitty movie.
I'm used to seeing shitty movies make a bunch of money at the box office, but I honestly, this came out of left field for me because I just never even realized this movie was making money and finding an audience.
Oh, you didn't know that? Well, I go to Box Office Mojo pretty much every week.
I never heard anyone talk about it. I never heard any buzz around it. I never saw any memes based on it or any of that shit.
You know what it is, TJ? You're fucking disconnected from society, dude.
I guess I am. I mean, like, I really feel like I must be because I look at, like, the top grossing films of all time. I'm like, dog shit, dog shit, dog shit, dog shit. All right.
You wouldn't have said that because one of those films is Star Wars, dude, which I know you don't think is dog shit.
Well, yeah, I don't think Star Wars is dog shit.
You think Gone with the Wind is dog shit?
No.
That's pretty good. That's the top grossing film adjusted for inflation.
Adjusted
for inflation. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that movie's pretty good.
Avatar so, would be number. What would be number? Is it number two?
I think it's
number,
all right. I mean, you know,
it's okay.
Avatar's okay.
It's okay. It's not. It doesn't deserve to be the highest.
Yeah, Dances in Wolves' Face. I know. Fine. Whatever.
I mean, I don't really care for that argument too much, honestly. But
well, that almost guarantees that we're going to be seeing a Jumanji Back to the Jungle.
Oh, it's already been announced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, Dwayne Johnson's already talking about how it's going to happen again.
Back to the Jungle.
I'm sorry, that doesn't even make any sense, because the whole premise is these kids, they get sucked into Jumanji and they become these awesome avatars of themselves. And then they gain, I'm sure the whole thing is they gain confidence when they go back. So like, what, they lose the confidence again and then go back to Jumanji and...
Maybe it'll be a new group of kids that becomes the avatars.
Oh, no way,
this time.
Dude. No way.
Maybe they'll switch up the characters.
You know what it's going to be? I'll tell you exactly what it's going to be. Someone's going to get stuck in Jumanji and they'll have to save them.
We got to go back to Jumanji.
And it's going to be more extreme this time. Even crazier.
You know, I think Hollywood... I'm pretty sure that even though this one did well, I'm pretty sure that if they make a sequel, it's not going to do anywhere near as well.
Oh, it's definitely not going to do well.
I think that people probably got their fill. Maybe I'm wrong, because I was wrong about a lot of things when it comes to this.
What's that series of films made by Michael Bay? Transformers?
Those have had... that. The last one did very poorly compared to its predecessors.
I mean,
Compared
to the other Transformers films, it did poorly. Compared to just other films, it did phenomenally.
It still did well.
What did the last one do worldwide?
All right, so
domestic and foreign breakdown, then total.
I mean, okay. We did that in our big
review. That before, but anyway, but so
it's had more time anyways.
Lifetime theater gross for Age of Extinction, which is the second to last one. Well, let me just go through this. So Transformers Revenge of the Fallen was the peak of the domestic box office at $402 million.
All right.
The next one, Dark of the Moon, made $350 million.
Still pretty good.
Age of Extinction, $245 million.
That's a big drop.
And Transformers the Last Night, $130 million.
Ooh, so it actually has been pretty...
So it has been in free fall. It still made $605 million worldwide, so it still had...
They do really well in China and shit.
Yeah, so these movies are still very popular.
$700 million is nothing to sneeze
at. No, it's not, but it's definitely been a victim of diminishing returns, for sure. Because
domestically.
But overseas as well, because the last one before that made $1.1 billion. So, I mean, that's a pretty huge drop from film to film.
This is, what, six films in?
Yes.
I mean, Jumanji's on number two, so...
But I don't think Jumanji has the staying power that Transformers
I don't know.
Has. I don't know. We'll see.
Might have to be another fucking bet, bitch.
We'll see. All right, so TJ Miller.
Speaking of Transformers...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was in that. He was in one of them.
He was in the one we watched.
We got to watch him die. That's pretty cool. TJ Miller arrested for allegedly reporting false bomb threat.
How the fuck do you... Okay.
Former Silicon Valley star TJ Miller was arrested on Monday night at LaGuardia Airport in New York for allegedly reporting a false bomb threat in March, according to United States Attorney for the District of Connecticut. Miller, 36, was charged with intentionally conveying to law enforcement false information about an explosive device on a train traveling to Connecticut. He appeared on Tuesday before the U.S. District Judge in New Haven and was released on a $100,000 bond. The charge carries a maximum 5-year prison term. According to a press release from authorities, the actor allegedly called 911 on March 18th in New Jersey and reported that he was on an Amtrak train traveling from Washington, D.C. towards New York City's Penn Station and that a female passenger has a bomb in her bag. A bomb squad found no evidence of any explosive device on the train.
Why the fuck did he say it then?
He was drunk.
Yep.
Oh, he was fucking...
He was fucking wasted, and he thought...
Dude, how
funny.
Fucking drunk do you have to be to call 911 and report a fucking bomb in a bag, dude?
TJ Miller drunk.
You gotta be TJ Miller drunk, dude.
You gotta be TJ drunk?
I mean, I even in my drunken state, I think I'd think better of calling 911 and reporting a random bomb threat.
I'm gonna call it a bomb report.
I don't know, dude. I've seen how easily fucking a bad idea can take root in your drunk ass, TJ.
That's true. The officer who spoke to the comedian, who kept changing his description of the woman, suspected that Miller was under the influence of alcohol.
You think?
Miller told the officer, "This is the first time I've ever made a call like this. I'm worried for everyone on the train. Someone has to check that lady out." Maybe he genuinely thought that she had a bomb, dude.
Yeah, he was so drunk, he just thought.
Maybe he was drunk enough that he really thought there's a fucking bomb in this bag,
dude,
and he's saving people.
TJ Miller ain't doing too well. TJ Miller denies sexual assault allegation.
Yeah, I mean, well,
not a great year.
Who the fuck? I mean, like, who the fuck hasn't been accused of sexual assault this year? In terms of Hollywood.
Granted, but that's still not good for his career.
Well, I mean, being TJ Miller isn't good for his career.
That's kind of true.
Better than yours, TJ.
Maybe a little. Investigators found that the Emoji Movie star... You're in my shadow. What the fuck business you got to talk? Investigators found that the Emoji Movie star had actually been... See, I mean, like, they describe... Look, when you're described as the Emoji Movie star, yeah. I mean, like, your shit is already over.
That's not a good sign.
That's more a kiss of death than anything else.
You know, yes. You know something really sad? You know who else was in the Emoji Movie or did a voice in it?
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, dude, I was so depressed.
Steven Wright, too.
Like...
They got some good talents for that fucking
movie. Like, there was some line about poop that Patrick Stewart read. I'm like, Patrick...
I am a poop.
I'm like, no, just don't.
Number
do
two,
it.
Engage.
No, no.
Stop! Inspectors examined the second train and found no... Okay, so there was no explosives. The complaint alleges that Miller, motivated by a grudge against the woman... So no, not... He did not get drunk and honestly think there was a bomb. He just had... He was just... The woman probably, like... He was rude to him, and he's do you know who I am?
You had a grudge against someone you were on a fucking train with? Like, who cares? Like, you sit in your seat and get on your phone or whatever. You don't fucking go, like, she didn't know who the fuck I was. Fuck that bitch. She's got a bomb.
Alcohol is a hell of a drug, man.
It is.
Yeah, so Miller made headlines late last year after allegations resurfaced about him sexually assaulting a woman when he was in college. He strongly denied the accusation. Who knows about that? But
yeah, who knows
so nothing will probably he come
fucking,
of that.
He probably did do... This.
Look at his fucking goofy fucking face.
You know what? I never liked the fucking guy. Maybe it's because I feel like he sullies my name just by being named TJ. I don't know.
You're jealous, dude.
I also just have never liked... I mean, like, I hated his character in Transformers Age of Extinction.
Wasn't he in Deadpool?
I don't
know. He's the buddy in Deadpool. Yeah,
well, he probably ain't gonna be the buddy in Deadpool.
He was kind of obnoxious in that movie, too.
He sucks. Fuck him. So he sucks. He's garbage. Let's see what the next story is. Educators fired after mocking autistic student in audio recording.
Oh, shit. Can we just hear it?
Dude, if this had happened when I was in school, then some of my teachers would have been fired.
At this school. Wait, what?
I said this had happened when I was in school. Some of my teachers would have been fired, dude. So that's all I had to do to get rid of my fucking teachers was to fucking record them, dude.
Yeah.
Because your teachers made fun of you. And he's like, teachers make fun of poor autistic students.
I know, dude. So what the fuck? That's all I had to do was record these motherfuckers?
Well, now you know. Oh. Well, it's too late.
Well, I mean, it's too late for me now.
And we are just learning someone was fired and another will be gone in a couple of weeks.
We've obtained the recordings of an employee heard mocking an autistic child. Our chief investigator, Chris Nakamoto.
Of course they're going to mock these little fucks.
And what the school is saying about this, Chris.
Well, the Hope Academy prides itself on...
It's a good thing that this isn't the rule on ideology.
Yeah, if making fun of autism there was illegal, I'd be in jail.
We'd both be fucked.
You guys would be doing life sentences, dude.
Relationships and encouragement, but when you listen to the recordings of what we're told as a teacher and a teacher's aide handling an autistic child, it's clear they didn't get the message on what the school stands for. 12-year-old Camden Davis has a severe case of autism, and when he began getting aggressive and wetting the bed in the middle of the night, his parents knew something was awry.
He's very outgoing, very happy-go-lucky.
That's when his mom, Melissa Davis, placed a recording device in his backpack to hear what was being said while he was at school at Baton Rouge's Hope Academy.
I just wanted to cry, scream, and do everything I could because it was so bad. And to think that I'd sent my son there every day and what had happened to him before that I didn't know
Can
about.
Can we hear the fucking tape?
The recording
tape?
Is enough to make you question how these people ever got to become educators.
All right, let's hear it.
You hear of the adults were Camden's teacher and a teacher's aide, clearly mocking the student.
You're just writing the word. Yeah. What is hard about it? Do you understand that?
And that's not all.
Camden, why don't you have anything written down?
Oh,
roasting. That's why you can't sit with everyone.
It ain't roasting.
So tell your
mama
that.
At one point, one of the adults even cracks a joke about Camden if he were to transfer out of Hope Academy.
Well, let's see what they do with him in public school. And he was going to go to Live Oak Middle. He would make it for a second there, my friend.
Why are they cursing in front of this shit? Was that like when his backpack was left in the room? It might have just been in the room.
I'm not hearing anything that.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't.
Am I wrong here?
No, I don't think you are. Like, so they ask him to do something, an assignment. He just mumbles back at them, and they're like, duh, 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 duh. Yeah, I don't understand that. Sorry.
Well, I mean, but look, you know,
what, are they supposed to have endless patience for this autistic fuck?
They said he's severely autistic. He doesn't understand.
Then he needs to be in a fucking special school then.
I think he already kind of is.
Yeah, Hope Academy sounds like it's a private.
Yeah.
Well, then they need to, I don't know, man. Maybe these teachers do need to do a better job then.
Look, we don't know how it's going to affect his development by them mocking, and we don't know how severe it was.
Maybe he's a fucking total pain in the
maybe
ass.
Maybe he is.
Well,
then why do you have that job if you don't deal with autistic kids or kids with these developmental issues unless you specifically go and get trained to do that? It's not like a thing you just waltz in and say, okay, now you're going to deal with
this. I feel like the level of mockery that happened there was not beyond the pale. Only thing that was really beyond the pale.
We don't know
how
far it was ongoing too. That was just the one recording they had.
Sure. But I mean, like, you know, making fun of his little blah, 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 blah. I mean, like, I couldn't understand what the fuck he was saying.
Sure.
He's not writing anything down. You know, he gives some gibberish answer. It's just like, hey, you're talking gibberish.
But how does that help him? Well, he's severely developmentally disabled. How does that help him to be like, blah, blah, blah? That's not teaching him anything.
It's teaching him, hey, I can't understand you. Speak fucking English.
It's really easy for you to say. That's all I have to say.
I don't know. I just don't see it. I don't see the fucking scandal. I mean, even if they were a little rude or whatever, I don't see it as being beyond the pale. Yeah. Like, these teachers need to be fired and this is ridiculous.
I don't know if they should be fired, but they definitely need to be censured for that behavior.
I mean, look, like,
do you think that behavior is acceptable? They should be doing that. They should be paid to fucking
mock. I had teachers give me way more sass than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you're a normal fucking kid. You were a normal fucking kid, ostensibly.
I mean,
you don't have autism. You don't have some developmental issue.
As far as we know.
Well, yeah.
The problem that I have with this is that we're being played three quick little things that aren't on the face of them, I think, fireable offenses. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
We don't have any context.
Like, if the kid was present during that last one, then yeah. But if he wasn't, which it sounds like he wasn't, they were probably out at recess and the teachers were complaining about him. Like, that's not a fireable offense. They didn't say that within earshot of the kid. And just because a kid's autistic doesn't mean he's not corrected at school.
No, sure.
There's
going to
be times that the teachers are going to be stern with him and tell him he's not doing something right, tell him he can't be understood, tell him he needs to do his writing or he can't sit with the group. I mean, that all sounds like normal fucking day-to-day teacher shit to me.
I mean, my teachers gave me way more shit than anything on that fucking recording, you know? I mean, like, could I go back? Because I was diagnosed with ADD and shit. Could it be like, ADD child mocked by teachers? It's like...
I mean, because to take the other side of the coin that Scotty was talking about, is it serving him for them to go, blah, 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 I can't understand you? Well, maybe not, but is it serving him to go, honey, little autistic boy, I can't hear you. You need to speak up. It's okay if you don't, though. It's, you know what I mean? Like,
he's there to learn to be socialized. Sure, but none of us really have any speciality in dealing with people with severe developmental issues and disabilities.
Sure. That's why this story doesn't make sense to me.
So I don't really know how you're supposed to interact with them but I don't think mocking them is probably the appropriate way. But should they be fired? I don't know. That might be an extreme thing. I don't know the whole context and the whole backstory of what happened.
Just don't know why this mother was clutching her pearls at the beginning of this. Like, they just fucking put their son in a corner and were like, you fucking little autistic brat.
Yeah.
Beat the autism out of your little faggoty fucking ass. You know what I mean?
We get the tape
and it's just like, you need to write.
They're dicks.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Well,
you know what I mean? That's not.
Is there anything else we can play? Maybe we can.
No, that's it.
That's it.
That's the clip.
That's the.
I thought there was going to be a lot more to it than that as well.
There wasn't.
I mean, if there was more, if there was a better clip, they would have. So that's the best of what she got.
I thought they're going to be yelling at him like, "You're a fucking idiot," or
I mean, that's what I expected. I don't know. It just seems
we've heard tapes like that
mild to me.
Because we've heard tapes like that where they were doing that to kids, where they were like, you know, what the fuck are you doing?
If they were fucking really like seriously laying into this kid in an inappropriate way, I'd be the first to be like, oh, yeah, fire those cunts. But I mean, I just didn't see anything that was even remotely fireable.
Right, and they didn't know, you know what I mean? They were having a private conversation. They're allowed to have an opinion about your stupid autistic brat when he's out at fucking lunch or whatever the fuck.
I mean, they should probably, like I said, be reprimanded for what they did, but being fired...
Well, they've already been fired, so...
And what they were saying, by the way, probably true.
probably
he's
was
not
true.
He's not going to make he wouldn't do well at a fucking normal school. So it's not they're not even making up malicious lies.
It also
about him.
Sounds like the mother was antagonizing these people beforehand, because you notice that reference, like, tell your mother that.
Oh yeah, because mom was probably
mom
in there
has
every
already
fucking
been
day.
Up their ass.
But you know the power of the media. You know, the minute that the fucking local news station picks up the story, they're not going to keep those
I
people.
Just don't think there's a fucking story here.
Well,
given what we heard,
but you,
that doesn't
but
sound
you,
like
but, you
a
know,
story to me.
They'll make a mountain out of a molehill. They don't give a shit. So
probably a slow news day.
Here's speaking of slow, traffic camera in New Orleans giving speeding tickets to parked cars.
Slow down. Slow down, you psycho.
How do you go any slower? You're parked. I wonder where in New Orleans this is happening.
I don't know.
Looks like
speeding ticket. That's what happened to one man who says he's received at least 10 tickets since 2011 for his legally parked truck in front of his home. The most recent was this month.
I'm a little disappointed that the city's not going to rectify this problem and move the camera back towards the neutral ground.
His wife and sister also received tickets. Schultz says they were all thrown out.
I have no faith in the system, to be perfectly honest with you.
The city has a local news station that is working to make sure the mistakes don't happen again.
It's real short.
I'm guilty. I'll gladly pay it, but this is getting to be
that's like Harrison Avenue.
If it was in front of the mayor's house, he'd take care of it.
Willie James.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he would.
He got a point.
Well, you know, here's the problem with that is most of these things have been outsourced and the city just basically gets a cut. So they're making a bunch of money off your ass. But the thing is that because you have no right to face your accuser, most times if you just ignore those tickets, nothing usually happens to you.
Yeah, I just thought it was really funny that a guy is getting speeding tickets for a parked car. Those fucking traffic cameras are bullshit. They need to go away.
States and like local municipalities have banned them for that exact reason.
They should be
reason.
Banned nationally.
Yeah,
they're bullshit.
They should be banned on a federal level. I totally agree.
They're bullshit. They don't work. They're fucking constantly.
They cause accidents, dude, because people slam on their brakes trying to avoid the ticket.
Because if you're pulling up to a light and it's like a yellow light, you get freaked out because you don't want to get hit by that traffic cam. You slam on your brakes. You get in a fucking crash because you had to slam on your brakes because you didn't want to get the fucking ticket.
Yep.
It's bullshit. They need to go. You're better off just running the yellow light.
Yeah.
It's not even, you can, like, that's the thing with these traffic cams, too, is, like, the way that they capture you is sometimes inconsistent. Because, like, you're allowed to go during a fucking yellow light. And if the last, like, little foot of your fucking car happened to be in the intersection at the end, that's just retarded.
Yeah, it's so fucking dumb.
Dude, I almost got my license suspended because I was in fucking Florida. And I went, and it was a semi, and it was pouring fucking rain. And a semi went, and I'm like, okay, it's going, so it must be green. I can't see around this at all. Up, lo and behold, red light camera. So I get a ticket in the mail. I'm like, I'm not paying. This is just fucking bullshit.
This is dog shit.
Then I get a letter from Ohio like, we're going to suspend your driver's license for not paying this bullshit fucking ticket. So I have to run down, pay this fucking ticket. They're threatening to suspend my fucking license for not paying a bullshit red light fucking camera ticket. Ban these fucking things in every fucking state. They don't fucking take into account anything like any other circumstances like road conditions.
They're basically like Google. I mean, it's all just some shitty automated system.
Yep.
That's not being there's no human being you could talk to that can actually understand fucking nuance and shit.
I mean, as is evidenced by the fact that this poor fat bastard in New Orleans is getting a speeding ticket every fucking week that he has to go deal with for his parked car. It's like, just get rid of this shit.
Get rid of it. Get it rid of it.
That's what I milk money from the citizens.
Get rid of it
nationally.
City. Anybody out there who fucking lives in a place where they have those,
tear those fucking things down, dude.
Go smash it with a little tiny baseball bat, which is apparently what teachers are being given at the Mill Creek School District to thwart shooters. Remember our story? I don't know if it was last week or the week before.
The River Rocks,
talked about
boy.
Rocks.
The River Rocks.
Every class is going to have a rock and some rocks in a bucket to fucking fight off shooters.
You said every class is going to have the rock? I mean,
that might work.
You said
that,
defend against shooters?
Yeah.
This wouldn't be sufficient to defend against a bunch of midget clowns throwing miniature baseballs.
Look at this fucking bat.
This is like a giveaway
of the Parkland school shooting.
This is a giveaway for like a a fucking minor league baseball team like the Zephyrs or some shit.
The Mill Creek School District is arming its 500 teachers with baseball bats.
You know,
that's not a baseball bat. If you hit a baseball with that, the bat would fly out of your hand and your palm would be hurt. That's about all that would happen. That is not a fucking baseball bat. If you're going to give them bats, at least give them a real fucking bat.
Not to mention, tiny baseball bat versus gun.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, I don't even think you can fucking ward off a goddamn unarmed attacker with that piece of shit.
According to Superintendent William Hall, the 16-inch bats were distributed to each teacher following an in-service training day.
Yeah, you know what I would do if I was a teacher?
School shooting.
I take that and throw it in the fucking trash bin and go, this is fucking worthless against a gun. Now, look, if you want to arm teachers, which I think is a terrible idea, I can at least understand logically, like, the teacher will have a gun so they can, you know, defend themselves if you know, someone else has a gun, right? That makes sense. Rocks and a little tiny baseball bat ain't going to do shit. All it's going to do is you're going to go, I got it, boom, 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 you're dead.
I mean, I think this is even worse than the rocks, because at least if I think of the possibility of a bunch of fucking kids hurling rocks at me, I'm like, okay, that would hurt. But some fucking limp-wristed teacher hitting you with a fucking 2-ounce fucking miniature baseball bat.
I mean, you could fuck somebody up with that, no doubt. You could bludgeon somebody to death with it, but they would have to be complicit in their own bludgeoning. They'd have to sit there and let you do it.
There'd have to be no resistance. I don't think you could do it.
Oh,
dude.
You could. I bet it's weighted, dude. It's weighted enough. That's like a billy club.
This just shows like you that these fucking people
he's
have.
He's holding it with his fingers.
These people have no fucking idea what to do. So they're taking ridiculous actions and measures like this that are totally ineffectual, are not going to make any fucking difference.
You don't know what they were what the teachers were taught at that training where they got these bats, though. They might have been trained to block and reflect bullets with a miniature baseball bat.
Were they trained to be fucking ninjas then?
Hall says the bats are primarily symbolic, but they are now an option for teachers to use. Okay. So what are they, symbolic or
symbolic of the fucking failure to deal with this problem?
To have one of these, unfortunately, we're in a day and age where we may need to use them to protect ourselves and our kids.
Hall says the bats are primarily symbolic, but they are now an option for teachers.
That is not back. That's not a weapon.
You could club somebody over the head with that fucking thing. I'm telling you, go get one. Go get one, and I'll bust you over the head as hard as I can with it. And you tell me it's not a weapon.
Look, there are several things in this room that would be better weapons than that piece of shit.
I propose this. I'm going to grab a gun and I'll give you one of those, and you can come and try to stop me with the gun.
Yeah, no, I'm not arguing. But
No.
I'm not arguing that you could defend yourself against a gun with it, but to say that it's not a weapon, go get one and I'll club you over your fucking head with it.
It's a weapon in the sense that this tripod on the desk is a weapon.
Yeah, sure.
I could pick up this soundboard and bludgeon someone in the head with it. It'd be more effective than that thing.
It's probably a little more easy to wield than a soundboard.
I would say so. But I mean, I would say, look, when I heard this, you were pulling the string.
It has no weight behind
it. In my mind, I was thinking like aluminum baseball bats, like, you know, for like Little League and shit. Like, they're going to have a bat that can swing really hard and fast and hit someone, like maybe break their arm or something.
I mean, if that's made out of wood.
I mean, it would hurt like a motherfucker.
You could fucking you could kill somebody with it.
You could kill someone with it.
You could. Go
get one, dude. I'll bust a watermelon open with it.
Dude, you could kill someone with that, TJ, but the problem
is... All right, I'll tell you what.
If someone has an AR-15...
I'll get a little tiny-ass baseball bat, and I'll get a fucking cantaloupe or something. Yep. If you can break that cantaloupe...
He could.
Oh, I would. Go get that bat. If those bats are indeed not plastic, and they're fucking like just a piece of lathed wood... And they're 16 inches long and fatter at the end. I bust a fucking cantaloupe wide open.
I don't think.
And then I turn around and look at your slack jawed face and bust your fucking melon wide open with it too.
No.
Archie, I bet you 20
oh,
bucks.
Oh, I would bust your fucking head.
TJ, you buy the bat and the cantaloupe.
Go buy me a
20 bucks.
Go buy me a 16-inch bat and a cantaloupe.
All right.
If I can't bust it, I'll pay you 20 bucks.
All right. Sounds good.
You're gonna lose that bet.
Get it for the fucking show
and do it.
Yep, I'll reimburse you for the cost of the bat and the cantaloupe, and I'll give you 20 bucks of my own fucking cash.
Fair enough.
I bust that fucking cantaloupe, though. I'm coming for your head,
TJ. You're gonna fucking lose.
I don't want
dude.
$20. The bet is I'll give you $20 if I can't do it, and if I can do it, I get to turn around and bust your melon with the bat.
No.
You don't want to take. Why not?
Because if you can bust
that bat, you can't bust your head with it.
Dude, that would fucking hurt like a motherfucker, TJ. I guarantee you would hurt.
I've been hit with heavier things than that little piece of shit bat.
Intentionally?
Yes.
Upside the head?
Yes.
What?
What about Stevie, dude? Stevie used to go around with an actual baseball bat and fucking lob us in the head as hard as he fucking
How
would
old
when
was
he was a kid.
Like three or four years old.
Yeah, I'm a little stronger than a four-year-old.
Sure. But the point is, he was using an actually huge thing and swinging as hard as he could, and it fucking hurt. But it's not going to bust your damn skull open.
Not a four-year-old wielding it.
I mean, yeah, if you had an actual baseball bat, you could do it.
TJ, you're going to lose this bet, dude. I'm telling
How
you.
How am I going to lose this bet?
This is a terrible hill to die on, but okay.
Okay.
Look at this little piece of shit. There's All no right, TJ, fucking way.
We're ordering this shit right after this is done, dude.
There's
we're
no fucking you're gonna way.
I'll
There's no fucking way. Well, no, you know, TJ, the impossible is going to be made into a fucking reality before your very eyes, dude.
You're going to tell me that you think you can fucking bust anything open with this little fucking piece of shit.
Yes, I could,
dude. If
it's
made out of a solid piece of lathed wood or aluminum, I could bust any fucking
That is
fruit.
Clearly not a solid piece of wood or aluminum.
Okay, how do you know that? What is it then, TJ?
What is it made out of, TJ?
I have no fucking clue.
That is either a piece of wood or it's a piece of aluminum. If he gave them plastic baseball bats, he should be fucking fired.
I mean, he should be fired anyway because that bat is worthless.
It's wood or aluminum, dude. It's probably right. wood.
So I will go find a 16-inch wood bat.
Okay.
Yes.
And you try to fucking bust a goddamn cantaloupe.
It'll be easy.
It has to be fully fucking wood. Don't give me no cork bullshit. Don't give me no fucking hollowed out fucking plastic toy bat. You give me a piece of wood.
All right, let's see if I can.
16 inches long, and I will break any fucking melon wide open with it.
Ball bat.
He's gonna coat it with fucking like a metal before.
Give me a 16-inch 2x4, and I'll bust a fucking melon open.
Well,
with
a 2x4 is not the same thing as a little tiny scrawny baseball bat.
Give me a 16-inch broom handle, and I'll fucking break it. Like as long as it's a solid piece of fucking wood.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. We'll film this next fucking next week. We'll be back with this, the conclusion of this because I can get this shit here.
Cool. Get it.
I mean, look at this fucking thing. It's the width of two fingers. No. It's not even the width of two fingers.
It's like three fingers, dude.
Look at him. It's right there up against his fingers.
TJ,
and it's
you
thick as
honestly
point.
Don't think you can break a cantaloupe with that.
No.
I don't know, dude. I think you're wrong.
I don't think that.
I know he's wrong.
I don't think that I don't think Arnold Schwarzenegger could bust open a cantaloupe
what?
With that thing.
Oh,
that
TJ, you know what? Let's up the ante. $100, dude. You so confident?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident.
$100 then, dude. You take my bet?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to make that fucking money, dude.
You ain't gonna make nothing.
I'm not gonna bet that.
You don't get infinite hits with it either. You know, you gotta do it within a reasonable amount of hits.
Okay. Oh, what? No, 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 no. You didn't say that, dude. You said, can you do it?
Well, I mean, obviously, you sit there all fucking day.
Sure,
but
we're
talking about this as a, we're talking about the viability of this as a weapon.
How about 30 seconds?
Yeah, you get 30 seconds to bust
30 seconds. Fair enough.
All right, fair enough. 30 seconds. That's fine. 30
you're just going to pay Scotty $100.
Bam! Oh, dude, I can't wait to bust this fucking cantaloupe. Why the
you
fuck
You ain't
up?
Doing it.
You're just going to pay him $100.
Dude, I'm going to fucking do it, TJ. Fuck you, bitch. Don't you fucking doubt me, TJ. You fucking punk little bitch.
I'll get two cantaloupes. We'll see if either of you can do it.
Oh, whatever, dude. Do we have any more stories?
Yeah, there's more.
All right, let's move on from this shit.
Argentinian officers fired after claiming mice ate half a ton of missing marijuana. 8 police officers claim mice ate the cannabis, but forensic experts explain that mice would not mistake the drug for food.
No shit.
Well, I don't think you needed forensic experts to tell you that.
Yeah, mice don't normally eat fucking... harvested marijuana.
8 Argentinian police officers have been dismissed after claiming that more than half a ton of marijuana, which disappeared from a police warehouse, has been eaten by mice. The disappearance of the drugs was discovered during an inspection of police warehouse for impounded drugs in the town of Pilar, 60 kilometers outside the capital city of Buenos Aires. The cannabis had been in storage for 2 years, but of the 6,000 kilograms that had been registered, only 5,460 kilograms were found.
So they stole about 1,000 kilograms of weed and claimed that rats.
Let's also be honest. That shit was not there for 2 years. That shit was gone immediately.
Officer Gonzalez, where is this marijuana that is missing? I don't know. Hey, the fucking mice ate it or something, bro.
The mice.
The fucking mice, dude. I keep telling people there's mice in here, man.
Yeah, so that's pretty much that. There is one last story. I really only want to cover it because we just did that Pauly Shore episode on Monday. And I think we might have killed Pauly Shore's mom with that shit.
Whoa, wow, dude.
I guess at some point during the episode, somebody said that she was already dead. That was a mistake. We apologize for that. But she actually just died at the age of 87.
Man. Whoa.
Mitzi Shore, owner of the Comedy Store and maker and breaker of careers, dies at 87.
damn, dude, I kind of feel bad now. I mean, we just fucking shit on her son. Now she's fucking dead, dude. I know, like, dude. Fuck, man.
We just sent people to go, like, make fun of Pauly Shore.
I know,
and, like,
dude,
his mom just died.
we have people, like, fucking going and fucking with Pauly Shore and, like, sending shit to his email address. Oh, God.
Oh, well, he deserves it.
Yeah, he sucks.
I mean, he still sucks. The fact that his mom died doesn't suck.
No, I mean, he's still terrible, and all the things we said about him are true, but, like, I have maybe a smidgen of sympathy for him.
Well, I feel bad for him just for being Pauly Shore, but...
Oh, know. Yeah, that's bad enough.
Some of the biggest names in the comedy world cut their teeth at the store, including Robin Williams, Richard Pryor, Jay Leno, Jim Carrey, Chris Rock, and Roseanne Barr.
There you go.
Mitzi Shore, the hard-driving proprietor and mother hen of the comedy store on the Sunset Strip, who lorded over the white-hot center of the stand-up universe in the late 70s and 80s, died Wednesday after a battle with Parkinson's disease. She was 87. Shore gave such young comics as Robin Williams, David Letterman, and Jay Leno a chance to thrive on stage before a live audience and be discovered. It is with great sadness and very heavy hearts that we report on the passing of Mitzi Shore, the legendary godmother of the world-famous Comedy Store, the club said in a statement. Mitzi was an extraordinary businesswoman and decades ahead of her time, who cultivated and celebrated the artistry of stand-up comedy. She was also a loving mother, not only for her own four children, but to the myriad of comedians who adored her. She leaves behind an indelible mark and legacy, and has helped change the face of comedy. My heart lays heavy, her son, comedian Pauly Shore, tweeted.
She
took the Comedy Store in a divorce settlement in the 70s, and it thrived under her ownership and leadership. She was obviously a great entrepreneur who helped build a lot of great careers.
Couldn't help her son's career at a certain point, though.
Yeah, I mean, he can only do so much.
Yeah, he can only.
I mean, like,
the fact that
he had the career that he did is probably
a lot due to the fact that he was in this orbit for sure.
Completely due to this.
So, you know, I am sad at her passing. It's just kind of weird because we just fucking took a giant dump on her kid a minute ago.
Whoops.
But she had Parkinson's. She wasn't even aware of it.
They weren't like coming to her on her deathbed like, Mitzi, deep fat fried has torn Pauly apart. You know, so whatever. I more feel bad that we inundated Pauly Shore's video and email and probably Twitter with people going to him and be like, you suck, you know, and then his mom dies. So
yeah, I mean, but
any of our fans are so inclined, maybe leave a nice message for Pauly Shore, because, you know, yeah, I feel kind of bad.
He probably deserves someone
to be nice.
He's
to
been
him.
A failure for the last 20 years. Now his mom's dead. Come on, yeah. Throw him a bone if you
give the motherfucker a little sympathy.
Fuck, dude.
All right, so that's pretty much our show. Thank you for checking out Deep Fat Fried. Hope you enjoyed it. We got some shirts available at our shirt store. I'm going to be putting out, there's already a Fat Sputin shirt. I'm going to be putting out an alternative version of the Fat Sputin shirt.
Patreon.
Our Patreon is going.
We're getting ever closer to that 12-hour show, dude. Yeah, remember, we're pulling up on that 2,000 patrons.
I'll go ahead and check on it real quick right now.
Yeah, let's see how
every time I look, we're just a step closer, dude.
So let's see.
And of course, we have the Prohibition episode coming this month.
Yeah,
as well.
We have our Prohibition episode is coming later this month. We are
got some moonshine coming for that episode.
1,817 patrons right now. Once we get to 2,000, we are going to be doing a big 12-hour show here on YouTube to celebrate the success of the podcast. We also have some really big announcements coming for the Patreon soon. I think you guys are going to be very pleased. You're going to be getting a lot more bang for your buck in the very near future for the same price.
Yeah, if you like what you're getting, you'll be happy.
You're
and if you
happy.
Want more stuff other than what you're getting for the same price as what you're getting, you'll be happy.
I mean, I think we have some announcements that are going to be very pleasing
to the entirety of our fan base. And also a date for the Prohibition episode. If you're a patron, check that out, because that's going to be forthcoming soon.
We will
be
announcing that shortly. So thank you guys for watching. There's no fucking way you can break a cantaloupe with that bat. And
you're going to fucking watch and see, bitch.
Peace.
Dude, I can't wait to win that money.
Oh my God.